She has beauty. Ooh, she has sass. Ooh, she has fire. Ooh, she has class. Ooh, she has that talent so good, it's in my bag. What's up, Toronto? What's up, world? Empress Lola Fayola here. I am Lola Fayola. This is the Lola Lachey Lifestyle Show, the Afro-Caribbean Fusion podcast show where we are exposing local and international talents within art and entertainment. And we are encouraging you to follow your dreams and answer your calling. Yeah! What's up, Toronto? What's up, world? You already know it's Empress Lola Fayola. As I already mentioned, we in the building. It's AfroLiveFM.com. It's a special edition today. Okay, you already know African fashion, or excuse me, African Music Week. Toronto is going down June 8th, and I have two very, very, very talented artists in the studio today, all right, that are going to be on this major event happening June 8th, going down, brought to you by Aim to Impact. Soji, headliner.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, everything is good, man. Thank you for having me.
Afro all Life. Right.
It's a vibe. Just like you said, African Music Week is coming up. We're excited for it. You know, we're bringing a banger to that stage. So, yeah, everybody grab your tickets and come out and come vibe with us, man.
What's the name of the event again?
African Music Week, and then it stars aligning the six, season six.
Don't miss out. You already know. Who's that alongside Soul G? Is that P-Bay over there? Hey, hey, P-Bay, what's good?
You already know the vibes.
I know the vibes are ready. Stars are aligning in the six. It's a big deal for African Music Week Toronto. We're going to get it set off. We're going to have a little chit-chat with the artist. You know, we need to know what's going on. You guys need to get your tickets. Two major events going on June 8th. Okay, you do not want to miss it. It's all a celebration in regards to our culture, you know, the music, the talent. We're about to make some noise. We're about to let them know what Toronto has in store for them. So make sure, people, you are tuned in, you're locked in. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Share the stream, share the live. All right, you already know what it is. Let's get down into it.
Yep.
What's going on, my artist, Toronto? So good to see you again, Soji.
Good to see you as well.
So man. Good to see you again,
it's always
guys.
Good linking up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. So what? How did you guys get introduced to this event of like the year, I would say? You know what I'm saying? African Music Week, that's a big deal for us.
It is.
How
it
did
is.
You guys get introduced? I'll start with P-Bay and then we'll come over to Soji. How's that?
It's a show that's been going on in the city for quite a while. It's a big opportunity for me. It's my first time performing amongst big artists like Soji. So it's a blessing for me, you know?
It's all divine timing, man.
Come on.
You know, it's so funny. We're all in the same vicinities at different times, different venues, different events. And you know, it's just funny how for years you'll kind of pass people and then boom. You know, if you're supposed to align as these stars are today and will be on June 8th inside the Rec Room downtown on, what is it, Brenner? Road downtown Toronto.
I'm just going.
You're just going. You'll be there. It's downtown Toronto at the Rec Room. Soji, how about you? How did you get involved as a performer in this event?
Well, I got booked.
You got booked. I know that.
You know, they hit me up. They wanted me on, and I was mostly happy about the concept of the show and what it stood for, and that's why I told them to sign me up, because you know, it's about time they start putting on, or I would say the rest of Canada starts to see what the real African indigenous talents can offer. So when I saw the lineup, I saw the idea, and you know, AIM and Chief Inka, shout out to Chief Inka, hitting me up, and Bugatti Bonsu, shout out to Bonsu as well.
Absolutely.
I was like, yeah, man, let's do it.
So, it was like a no-brainer then.
Yeah, it was
a no-brainer. We on.
Pretty much.
You got to represent the people,
exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
From Toronto to the world.
You know, straight. So they booked me, and I told them, yeah, let's go. I'm in for it, and I'm excited. I'm excited to perform. I'm excited to see the artists, other artists that are going to be performing. I'm excited to see their show. I'm also excited to see the fans that are going to be coming out. I'm just excited for that whole day and the vibe that's going to be dishing out, you know. So
of course, and that there's a strong lineup on that Stars Align in the Six event. Oh my days! When I looked at the lineup, I was like, "Woo!
That's what we want. That's what we want, and that's what we like, you know." Because
it's African.
It's
music
a vibe,
week.
Man. I was just listening to P-Bay's records, you know, before we went on live, and I'm telling you, man, this artist is so dope. This guy is dope, man. Great guy, great
personality. God bless you, Mr. Soji.
No, you know, great personality, man. I'm being honest, and you know, it's just the kind of personalities that I know will blow up and should stay up there because it's a great example.
Oh my goodness!
You know, we're just trying to catch up to you, Mr. Soji. So you know, all the blessings
okay,
and more.
So we're doing our job, then. You're
doing. Everyone's aligning the way they should be. So you know, I love it. We need more energy like that because each one teach one. You know, we shouldn't be dividing ourselves amongst each other. We should be unifying and helping get it done. Thanks. All right. Everyone's dream is important to each one of us. So therefore, if we combine ourselves as a collective, we can definitely put out some serious heat. And Toronto needs that heat. And you know what? We are warming up in the weather. Now the weather's getting better. It's summertime in a hot business. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
In a minute, June 21st, yeah. Right? You know, June 21st will be the official stamp for summer. So we just getting started, you guys. I cannot wait to see, you know, the performances and everything that you guys got going on. So you know what? Let's jump into a quick 1-2 with one of the artists here. Let's see. Soji, you've been working on a lot of things, I know. Yeah. A lot of projects. It's you too, PB. You've been moving it, shaking it. I just did a show with you what, 3 weeks ago? And you tore stage up. Like
3 weeks ago? That was last week.
Was it last? No. It was last week.
It feels like it was last week, but it was last week.
It wasn't.
It was.
I'm telling you, it wasn't. Let's not get into that. But all I know is, most importantly, you tore up that stage.
Thank you.
You know, shout out
that
to
OG. That show was an
well.
Amazing show. Big up Miss Lola and her people, them. That was a beautiful show, and thank you for having us.
Well, thank you. Well, you said, PB, it's all about the pressure right now, it seems like. We're just going to drop in a little track right now from the one they call PB. Okay, and let's hear what it is. Got Stepper here. Management is needed. Technical issues happening right now. I hope you guys can hear the stream. I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys can see me well. We're having a little sound issue right now. Calling in for the management team. Calling in. So you guys, let's move it forward. What's going on for you upcoming, Soji? I know you have a few projects on right now. I know you dropped a few tracks, so you're doing a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm just working, man. So I'm just making more records. Like right now, I'm mostly just creating. I'm in a creative space, so I'm just recording new songs. I'm recording new filming new videos, and I'm also just attending. I'm also just attending shows that I get booked for, you know. So I have a schedule that's already pretty much set up for the whole summer. Some of them are here in Canada. Some are outside of Canada, like Jamaica, United States.
You're doing it.
Big time.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just filming, man. We're just filming because we have a lot coming up for you guys. A lot of very interesting stuff, vlogs, podcasts, shows. Films.
Wow, so you're just locking it down right now, which
pretty
I
much.
Love.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah, I'm in that space. So when I feel like I'm in that space, I just work.
You float. That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's what's up. So you don't have any time to do anything else. And you have any time to squeeze in any other shows up in there, or are you just
I do here and there. I do here and there because you know, no matter how busy my schedule is, I learned to always be disciplined to try to take time to just rest. You know, take care of myself and just enjoy life. So sometimes, you know, those enjoy life days, I can throw in one or two shows in there if it's worth my time. So
Of course. I know. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep it rolling.
Exactly.
Right? Maybe let's drop in. Table. Since we're talking to you right now, though, Soji, let's drop into one of your tracks that you got going on. Ooh, this one's popping. I'm going to throw this down right now. I don't know why I'm having all these issues. There we go. What's this one?
She got to figure it out.
I figured it out. I got to be engineer right now, too. You know what I'm saying? Multitasking. That's all good, baby. We do everything.
That's why we love women.
Yeah, facts.
Right?
Get it done. You guys
strong
do it right.
Kind of black woman.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we got to be strong. We got to be strong in this time. Dansima?
Yes, yeah, for women too.
Ooh, here we go.
Literally.
Let's turn this up a little bit. Let's hold the vibe right now. It's Soji, it's PB in the building.
I'm
I'm liking this vibe. So is this one of your latest tracks?
Yep. This is a track titled Dancima. It's in my latest EP that I just put out, titled Alive.
Titled Alive.
Yeah, the EP is titled Alive, and this track is titled Dancima. It's in that EP titled Alive, yeah.
So stars align in the 6th, June 8th. Can we expect to hear this, or see you perform this song?
We'll see.
It's a secret. Can't let you know everything.
So you guys gotta get tickets and come to the show and see what's about to pop, you know?
And how can they get them tickets?
You can just go on my link. I have the tickets on my bio on Instagram. Just go on IamSoji, IamSojiii. That's my Instagram handle. Just go on there, and I have my website on my bio, and you can find my concert tickets updates on there, and just grab your tickets from there. Or just follow Fousey Hype, follow Toronto Rap Stars, African Music Week on Instagram as well, and you can find the tickets on their pages as well.
I love it. So make sure you guys get a hold of some tickets for Stars Align happening June 8th. All right. That's at the Rec Room Toronto. Check it out. P-Bay is on the lineup. Soulgy's on the lineup. It is just going to be an alignment of great, great talent. Shout out to Bugatti Bon Sue on that one. Shout out to Aim to Impact as well. African Music Week going down as well, June 8th. Wow, they're doing a panel lineup. Some really, you know, high-ended artists will be on that showcase list as well. Panelist conversation about, you know, the music, the industry, the history of how, you know, African music came about, all of those things. So that will be taking place at the Monte Casino Hotel, also located downtown Toronto. So make sure you get your tickets for that. That event will be happening earlier in the day from, I believe, 10 to 5. Okay? All in alignment. African Fashion Week, Stars Aligned in the 6th. P-Bay, what's going on with you, P-Bay? Let me know. Let the people know, because you're pretty fresh to the scene right now. Even though you've been around, this is your time now where you're just kind of showing up, you know, front stage. So let us know how long you've actually been doing your thing for and where you expect to take things.
I've been doing music for quite a while. Like I said, I'm new to the whole Toronto scene. It's a beautiful feeling regardless, because I've been working for quite a while now. I've been doing music for like about a decade, so
it's time. So you must have, like, you know, the vault. You ready to open up the vault and let them hear what's actually coming out, what you've been working on, all the projects? This is one of your tracks right here.
You already know. I have a new song dropping very soon, Wine Me, so look out for that.
What are we listening to right now?
That's the Steppa,
P-Bay.
Oh, this is Pressure.
Oh, Pressure.
You know, I think I say it be Step Aqua. We want people to step, but it be Pressure. We won't give them pressure.
We like it. We like it. Toronto, what are you saying? Tune in. Make sure you follow, like, share, and subscribe. The pressure is on. Hey, I'm liking this. So what influenced this track right here?
I did this during COVID, so you know we're quarantined, but I had to drop music because that's all I do for my fans. This is an experiment sound, because this is during the I'm a Piano wave, so.
Wow. So that kind of leads me to my next question for both of you stars. Is what kind of instruments, as African men, as black men, influences your music? What kind of instruments do you want to hear to kind of keep things traditional? You know, do you think of those aspects of music where you want to keep it authentic? What kind of instruments will help do that? You know, help me, help Toronto, help the world understand how you bring your music together and what the passions are that you need to hear coming through your music. Again, people, we'll start with you and then we'll jump back over to Soulgy.
You know what's very important in this African music is the drum. So it be the drum. We need those drums because that's the element. It's the culture we're giving Canada regardless. So I just have the African vibe in my sound. But my sound is mostly vibes, good vibes, entertaining. Like, I want everybody to feel good. So for me, I love drums.
Okay. I like that, because definitely drums will, you know, get you pumping, you know, just get your heart racing, you know what I mean? So definitely we need some drums in there, and that is definitely a significant symbol of our heritage and our culture, you know what I mean? The whole tribal thing, the calling. Yes, Soulji!
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. It's the drums, you know, so the precautions. Drums. The percussions matter. It is what differentiates that genre of music from every other genre. So, yeah, if your drums are right, you just create off that, and you can take it to any other fusion from jazz to R&B to hip-hop and reggae and whatever else works with what you're trying to create. But, yeah, the drums is the beginning, and it's to me as well is the most important.
The drums, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, man, that's the vibe.
I would say that is the vibe, and based on our culture, right? Based on our culture, it's definitely the drums. So I love that. And do you find that, you know, there's other instruments that will also help influence our culture?
Yeah.
Such as what?
Totally. Piano. I mean, the piano, and also some shakers.
Right?
And most importantly, really, our voice alone is an instrument.
Of course.
So. The voice of any African indigenous artist is an instrument, because that's an instrument nobody else can play. And it's just how they use it, right? But that's the most important instrument, our voice. Mm-hmm. It's the vibe you bring to whatever's been laid down for you.
Of course. And that's going to bring through everything else, help you articulate.
Changes everything, everything, So, we are the instrument.
That's the vibration that we all have within us from birth.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, we were blessed to have, if you tap in and tune into that. So that's a beautiful thing, because it's got connection. Wouldn't you say, like, P-Bates, it connects everybody together, right?
Most definitely. See, for me, the goal is to demonstrate African music in the Canadian culture.
Yeah.
Because we're very cultured in Toronto. But for me, I want to bring diversity to African music.
And how would you suggest doing that? How are you, you know, creatively trying to bring that diversity?
See, me personally, I'm working with every diaspora. Like, everybody that's African, any parts of Africa, I'm working with everybody. Mm-hmm. As long as we're representing one thing, which is African music.
Mm-hmm. A positive, and in a positive light, you know, where we can spread love.
All positivity.
It's always positive. It's always positive.
It's gotta be, man.
With African music, it's always positive. We don't... You know,
you don't play around. We don't
sing about shooting people and things like that.
Yeah, it's crazy nowadays. You know, what do you guys want to say about, you know, what's happening right now in the music industry with some of the different genres of music? I mean, it's taking it out the roof, if you ask me. But that's just my opinion. You already know it's your girl Lola Fayola right up in here. So I like to move off of good vibrations, good feelings. You know, I don't want to draw a negative. You know, I want to feel good because I'm allowed to. It's by choice. You feel what I'm saying? And the music is such a strong influence and has such an impact on each and every one of us, from the womb to, you know, us standing here as grown, mature people. So it's like, what do you think about what's happening in the music industry? You know, we're not going to name names or nothing like that, but just on a whole, what do you think is happening? Like, how do you guys view everything that's taking place in some of the music genres that we have going on?
Everybody's doing great music, man. Big up all the African artists that's putting Africans on the map. You already know now. We're trying to get there as well. So, man, I love everything every African artist is doing, from South Africans to Nigerians to my own people in Ghana. I be, you know now.
But P-Bay, you also listen to other music besides Afrobeats and African music, right? You also listen to, you know, the newer age music, hip-hop, you know, whatever else that you
music
like.
Changes with time. So we're in a new time, so you just gotta adapt to the sounds that are coming in the world, yo. And that's what we're trying to bring as African artists too. We're trying to create something new for people to dance to.
Okay. I can respect that. How about you, Soulji?
Man, depends. What are you
like,
asking?
Like, what do you feel? Like, well, how do you? What's your guys' opinion?
You mean like
a lot of the music out today? Just the toxicity. You know, where do you think it's going in the next five years? Where do you see all of that going? Do you think it's gonna get worse?
It'll be out the window, man.
Save it.
It'll be out the window, cause like PB said, times have changed, right? Yeah. So there was a time doing that was cool, and that time is not now, fortunately. So when it was that time, it was cool to do it, and you did it, and you made the most money and popped everywhere with it. But now it's really about just, you know, real love and vibes and good times and vibrations and wind your waist and get down, make babies. So
yeah,
that's really the vibe that's out there right now, and that's the vibe that we're on naturally, because that's what comes with just being African. It's just very accommodating, you know. Mm-hmm. So
the culture,
yeah, the culture is very accommodating. So that's why the artists that make records, their sounds are very accommodating to their listeners. You know, it doesn't matter where you're from, you like it because the artist is just trying to make you happy, dance, laugh, whatever. You know, it's not trying to tell you how to live your life or whatever, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. Yeah, it just wants you to enjoy,
The moment.
The moment you're in and vibe to the vibe.
Yeah, so, and that's the times that we're on now. That's where the world is at right now, too, so.
Good times.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's like what side of the coin are you on kind of idea, right?
Yeah.
So we're definitely
on the good side. We're on the good side. What side of the deal?
African music reattract everybody all over the world because we bring the vibes. We bring good vibes.
Yeah, it's just
good
vibration. Energy. Yes, I
you know
that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think some of the biggest challenges are right now? You know, getting the African culture, African music out there into the world. What do you think is the biggest challenges that we're facing right now to help influence?
You mean in Canada or like in
worldwide general? Canada, if you want to take it worldwide.
I mean, it's pretty new, right? So it's like,
let's say Canada, then.
It's pretty new. You got to treat anything new how it is. Give it time to grow, right?
Exactly.
So it's been around for a minute, but in this part of the world, it's pretty new. It's just coming up. I think about 4 years ago, it just started getting very popular in the western side of the world. So you have to give things time to grow. But in my opinion, I don't think there's any challenge with it. I think it's in the right place and it's moving at the right pace.
Yep.
I just think that needs to be maintained. You know, like the finest talents in Canada, I'd say, because that's where I'm at, that's where I represent, have to be respected, have to be supported. Promoters have to support the local talents and respect them and help them become the biggest global stars. That also helps those promoters in return, because we're all Canadians anyway. And not just that, the artists themselves needs to just be disciplined and just try to push themselves to make the best records, because it won't happen over time, and you just have to keep digging into your own self, right? So that's just it. Everybody just has to stay disciplined and support one another in Canada. And I think it will be heard. Now it's already getting the attention that it finally deserves in Canada as well. But, you know, for it to be more visible and have its own strength in its own lane, we need these two things, the support and discipline.
So basically, we definitely need, it's the same thing, every conversation almost, like, you know, we just need to come together more and, you know, collaborate with each other more. And what you want for yourself, you should want for your sister and your brother.
Exactly.
You know, point blank, period, keep it simple. There's no gray area there.
Just support,
you know,
one another. Like Soji says, sorry for cutting Miss Lola off. It's unity.
No.
Everything is unity in the city. We lack unity in this city called Toronto. For example, why is it that a good artist like Soji, just because he's a better artist or he's a good artist and he's doing great things, we can't support? No. We should even push him and elevate him, and then we could push one another, because we're all Africans at the end of the day. But that's not how it is in the city. This city, everybody, you know, there's no support. It's a crab in a bucket, and that's what really hurts me as an artist. Yeah. That's the challenges I go through.
Yeah, but that's, see, for me, you spoke excellently, bro. Respect to you for that, too.
You already know.
This is why I have respect for you, because you're a great artist.
It's love.
You're great
artists
with
the unity, bro.
We need more of this, you guys. We need more of this.
Great artists with great head and shoulders. But the thing too is, like, bro, you know, for me, I just, in my journey, I just learned that, hey, you know, you only control what you can do. You can't control people. But you all have to stay disciplined all the way. Because even people that are not with it, they'll catch up, you know. So that's just, but once you're disciplined, you keep it going, man. It don't matter who's watching. Somebody that's important is watching.
Everything takes time and God's
time. That's it.
And we're here now, so we're good.
Oh, my goodness. This has been major, because, you know, to watch you guys go through, you know, your journey and still sticking to it. And, you know, the Lola Lashay Lifestyle Show is all about exposing artists like yourself here in Toronto and, you know, universally. Wherever I travel, I can do my thing. You know what I mean? So I'm really proud of you guys. If no one has ever said that to you,
I'm proud of you both.
Because you're the exact example of what I try to influence across the board. You know, stay true to yourself, stay true to your dreams and your passions, because we weren't designed to just work for the man. You know what I'm saying? We were designed to voice what we need to voice and share our passions with the world and our creativity. So definitely more power to both of you gentlemen.
Respect.
Thank you, King.
No problem, no problem. So Stars Aligned is coming June 8th. And I know you guys are amongst a lineup of people, or entertainers, shall we say. What do you want to see coming out of this event? Stars Aligned in the Six. Either one of you can
I just want to see artists grow and gain more potential and, you know, get more opportunities from these things. Because at the end of the day, it's not easy being an artist, especially when you're independent. So to promoters, help us artists, man. Mm-hmm. Help us, man. Uplift us, you know?
And it's simple little things like, you know, tag each other. You know, you're posting.
Just
tag,
promote,
like,
man. Push
it,
one
it
another.
It makes it so much
bring
easier.
Bring unity amongst
you
each
know?
Other.
I don't know. It's kind of like people are lazy when it comes to doing those certain things when it comes to the artist stem. And, you know, everybody's involved. So you have to give everybody their credit where it's due. And that way, you know, they'll be seen more. You know, doors will open more. Opportunities for all. Right? So it's truly, truly a major thing. So now, as we, you know, kind of switch into things, we're going into African Music Week, June 8th, which will be taking place, first of all, at the Monte Casino Hotel downtown Toronto. That is presented by Aim to Impact, African Music Week. A lot of great things happening there. Make sure you guys get your tickets. And then later on in the evening, you know you're going to go down to the Rec Room to join the hype. Hype going on at Stars Aligned in the Six. That's going to be a big deal because I can tell you there's major, major, major artists from Toronto on this lineup. And I, from what I'm looking at, there's more than like, I'm thinking there's about 20 you guys. There's about 20 artists on that stage. So it's going to be a jump. Make sure you guys get your tickets. Solji, I know you have your vlogs and things like that that you've been working on.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a Journey So Far.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that a bit.
Well, Journey So Far is a interlude in my just released album, well, EP. And it was pretty much me just kind of narrating my journey so far in the music industry and life and pretty much also stating where I'm at and where I'm headed. And interestingly, that has caught a lot of listeners. I didn't expect that, but it's quite interesting to see. And that, you know, with my analytics, people are actually listening to my interludes. That's cool. But
it shows you the connection that you have, though, right? Because people are tuning in and listening.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
pretty
can
cool.
See that for yourself.
It's pretty cool. I didn't expect it. I'll be honest. I didn't. It was just me doing what I do naturally, saying, hey, I told my team I just don't want to just make records, you know. I want to kind of talk to my fans. I want to, or even people that don't know me, I just want to speak about what I'm doing here.
Open up a bit more, let people in a little bit more.
Yeah, so right. and that caught a lot of attention. So that's crazy. I mean, it's good to see that. But that's what that's about. That's what Journey So Far is about. If you haven't heard it, just go on Spotify, go on YouTube, and just type that, Journey So Far, Solji. The interlude is going to come up. You can take a listen at it and hope it works for you.
Motivation. And this is what we got playing in the background right now, too. So, you know, it sounds very peaceful. I'm getting
nice
like a meditation vibe, right?
Yeah.
Right, like hold a meds on that one, you know. Yeah. Stop and think and feel yourself, feel the energy, feel
important.
The air.
It's very important.
Oh, yeah.
Very important. That's what I stand for as an artist. I always feel the need to remind people to just love themselves every day. You know, like it doesn't matter what you're going through. There's always something going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, but just make sure you take time out to love yourself.
And keep God first. Always remember that.
Always.
Two strong messages that really need to be heard. I'm so proud of you guys. Journey. This is the journey so far. Solji. Wow. And I know you have a slew of other things going on as well. You just expanding in your creativity. And I love it because you know why I'm looking at you now going, look how many years, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now to see you doing all these things and loving it and feeling, you know, that they're coming true, they're coming in fruition for you is amazing because you're following your dream.
To be honest, I always knew. I just didn't know when, but I always
divine
knew.
Divine timing.
Yeah, but
divine
I just didn't
divine.
Know when. I didn't know when, and I didn't need to. Actually, when I was younger, I wanted to. Like, fuck, when, you know? What part of my French? But yeah.
It's okay.
You know.
You got one point. One
I was
point
like,
for that one.
I was like, you know, like that, like when. Like, but now it's like, you know, I just enjoy the process. Because that's the most important part of it. The people around me that I work with, like Anthony behind the camera is over here. You know, my whole team and even more people that I just meet every day. Like I met P-Bay. Like, we're probably going to do something.
I'm just going to say,
everything is divine. Me being here with Soji is divine, man. We have the biggest headliner right now for next week's show. Respect. You know, I'm up and coming. So I just want to say thank you to Soji for just even greeting me with especially, you know, because I really respect you as an artist and I cherish all artists in the city, not just you.
Thank you.
Anybody that's working hard to do something for their culture, which is Africa. Because you know we are Canadians, but we're still doing it for our home. So, you know, if you're doing anything that has to do for Africa, I love and respect you. And may God bless us in our work. Big up Miss Lola. Big up Afro. Big up Virus. And, you know, I hope everybody's hands gets blessed. And let's do great things for 2024.
Let's do it. I'm in. Are you guys in? Make sure you smash the like button. Make sure you follow, share, and subscribe. All right, we're streaming live right now. Make sure you share. Share. Sharing is caring. We're almost out of here, you guys. We thank you so much for joining us. I want everybody to know, you know, again, we're reiterating. All right, this is a special edition right here inside the studio. It's AfroLiveFM.com. Where else would I have this beautiful interview for African Fashion Music Week? I keep saying Fashion Week. They're all so close. I'm excited about everything happening African, you know what I'm saying, in the six. So we just have to pump off. African Music Week going down June 8th, Saturday. All right, starting with the Monte Casino Hotel downtown. That's going to be lit. Get your day started nice and early, 10 a.m. to 5. Good lineup there. I'll be also doing the red carpet hosting there as well. Okay, shout out to Aim to Impact. And of course, later on in the evening, you're going to join, come out, you know, step us into your best of best to see stars align in the six. All right, so I'm going to give you a quick rundown on some of the artists you can see besides Soji, besides P-Bay. They're going to be joined by other artists from Toronto.
Big artists.
Kinzo. I got Kinzo on there. Mavi. JBWAI. I got Drip. Cheese. All right, we got Greasy Dex on there. We got Tree Molly on there. We got M on there. O and V on there. Whale West on there. Chicks. CH triple X. You know what it is. All right.
You know
we got Mike Truth. What he do? All right. We got Soji in the building. AfroLiveFM.com. We got Julius X in there. We got Bolo. We got Rev-Y. We got Mish. All right, shout out to the system Mish up on that stage. We got Sua. Shout out to another Empress up there. We got Pencil. Holy, this is going to be Shy Music. Shout out to the Empress Shy Music. We got Morello. Oh, man, you already know we got P-Bay.
Last but not least.
You ain't last but not least, King. We got so much here. It's like, I'm like, can I stop scrolling already? Okay, DZ, I hope I'm pronouncing somebody's artist name right. No disrespect, you already know. And I'm going to meet a lot of artists. I know a lot already, but I'm, there's always so much more. We all have something within us. And so I'll be meeting each and every one of these artists. Who's putting this on now? Music by DJ Damager. Mm-hmm. 23 Dreams. Who else up in this? DZE. I'm not sure if that actually says something. Wizard. Oh, my gosh. 23 Jeans, P-Bay, oh, the list just, oh, Patience, shout out to the Empress Patience. Yo, the list is going on and on and on. So as you can see, it's truly stars aligning in the six. All right, that's June 8th. They're going to turn it up for everybody. Make sure you get your tickets, get your tickets.
Bring your dancing shoes as well.
Okay, I'm also going to be interviewing as well for this one. You already know it's your girl Empress Lola Fayola. We turning up in the six of summer. Jump off, you guys. And after that, we're moving on to bigger and better things happening. All things African. All right, we representing. Let's go into a little music right now, though. What's going on with it, though? What's going on with the music, though? Toronto, I hope you're feeling good. You know, don't forget to smash up the like button for your girl, for the artist them. Don't forget to share it, okay? We are promoting Afro Live FM right now in collaboration, all right, with your girl Empress Lola Fayola and the Lola Lachey Lifestyle Show. also African Music Week. Shout out to Stars Align team. All right, you done know Bugatti holding it down. Okay, shout out to everybody in the building. What are you saying? It's gone. Mm-hmm. Let's crank this up a little bit. Let's hold a vibe for a minute. Yeah.
About Ghana and
who is
this?
Bugatti's
new song?
Not
mine.
I was talking
about Ghana. What is this song?
Yeah. This is in my EP. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna give you the mic. Yeah. So then, I'll give you the mic.
Or do you think it's too much? You want to show enough, no?
Yeah, we wrapping up, you know, we're wrapping up.
Yeah, we're good. He's right, we got enough already, so can't keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Get vibe now.
Nah.
Say get vibe now.
Oh, get vibe.
Hold a
vibe.
Hold a
vibe.
Like I said, bring your dancing shoes.
It's an African thing, you know.
Studio vibe, Afro Live FM.
Jeez. So this I haven't even done the video
done
for. So when it's time.
We're not done yet.
It's fine, bro. Just edit it.
I swear, my lips come. I'm trying to say, what is it, diaspora?
Yeah. I didn't catch
diaspora, right? I don't know what the hell I said.
I mean, yeah.
With diaspora, right? Yeah, it's a liquor, man. I said, like, I don't know what I said.
No, it's because mine is different. Honestly, I've been that way since I was young too. I've just been, it's just me, it's just my own swag, you know, it's just, I'm not, I do. I agree. Because even when I was in, Nigeria too,
you know, confirm like Zabos.
Yeah, it was the same thing I used to get told. Like, dude, you're not like, so my mom is Igbo, and my dad is Yoruba, so my dad is from Washington. So me and Davido are pretty much how you guys are from the same place. That's how me and Davido are. And yes, yeah, we're literally from the same place. We jam once in a while too, right? So, but my mom is from Delta State. Yeah, that's where all the oil is.
So, what's so important?
Lagos is like New York. It's like New York. It's pretty much the capital state. Yeah, that's where you make money. That's where you. Your marketing will take off. Your talent will take off. Your business will take off. There's a lot of consumers.
So,
yes, because they're there doing business. So they have to be attached to it, right? So it's how New York is cool, kind of. Because there's... Lagos alone has, like, if I'm not wrong, over 20 million people. Yeah. If I'm not wrong, they have over 20 million people. Everybody goes there. You'll love it, man. I don't love you too. Maybe when I go, if you're in Africa at the same time, we'll line it up, you know? Because when I'm broke, we are dangerous. We are dangerous. Ghana, the difference is actually Ghana is much here. Lagos is more hustle and bustle.
Mic's up.
It's not rocking.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We are getting ready to roll out. I got P Bay in the building. I got Soul JD going down in the conversation right now. I love this.
I grew up in all that, man.
Yeah, you guys have a little conversation there, eh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're vibing. We're talking about where we're from, you know, our backgrounds, Lagos State, Nigeria, and Ghana. You from Kumasi?
Right.
Yeah, I'm up. Yo, bro, hey, don't do this to me, Soji.
Why, man? What?
Yeah, Siano. So I would need you. I represent to Siano.
See,
all day.
There you go.
All day.
Yes, sir.
K Town. Oh, yeah.
It's all love. It's all
Alpha,
love.
Our manager boy.
We did, man.
Ah, Nasu, my guy. How we go do him?
Solid guy. We go do him June 8th, you know.
Ah, we go do him sharp. Look sharp.
That's it. That's it. You're going to link up, stars aligning in the six. So you guys, we're going to get ready to close out. I just want you guys to mention anything you need to mention that Toronto let the world know what's going on. Go ahead, P Bay.
Yo, I got a new song coming out, inshallah. It's called Wine Me, featuring OG and Terry Wright. I'm looking to drop it very soon. Pull up on us, June 8th. Stars align in the six.
Soji,
yeah, for me,
closing out. What's up?
You know, first I just want to thank everybody that really has been supporting me over the years, and has been supporting everything I do, my merch, my music, my shows. Thank you so much, guys. Without you guys, I'm nothing. And you know, yeah, I have my EP that just came out. It's titled Alive. It's on all streaming platforms. So just go stream it. Keep enjoying it. If you already have streamed it, thank you. I've been seeing the numbers go up. It's doing great.
Awesome.
Everybody just keep streaming and enjoy it. We made it for you, so shout out to my team. Shout out to the producers that worked with me on there. You know, and for now, we're just filming. I have a lot more coming up. Music, films, music videos, festival shows. Just great stuff, man, lined up. Trust me. You guys
That's
will
amazing.
See me. You guys will see me in the most unexpected places. You'll probably see me in WWE. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
You can see me every, you know, I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of things lined up that's like I can't say much right now, but you know, yeah, it's the future is bright and I'm excited for it all.
That's amazing. I can't wait. You know, I'm sure you guys can't wait for June 8th. So much going on. The full day on Saturday, June 8th. So make sure you check out, you know, the starting lineup, which is going to be held at the Monte Casino Hotel downtown Toronto. You know, check out African Music Week so that you can figure out more information in terms of getting your tickets and all of that. And of course, later on in the evening, you're going to party it out with the six's finest talents at Stars Align.
And she ain't capping.
All right.
She ain't capping, guys.
Not
she ain't capping.
There's no capping
Literally,
over here.
Elite talents.
Don't need
come
to
out.
Cap.
Get your tickets.
Hey, last thing. I beg all fine guests, make you come out. Thank you.
That's how it's going. So, you know what? Again, you guys, before you leave, make sure you smash up the likes. Make sure you share. Okay, it's your girl, Empress Lola Fayola. We are in the building here at Afro Life Studio FM. Make sure you like, follow, share. Go to Soji's page. Go to P Bay's page. Head to Lola Lachey Lifestyle. Head to Afro Live. Make sure you are following so you're up to date with everything going on African Music Week. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys. Toronto to the world. You done know. Yeah. We out.